the construction of AI systems by woke corporations and scientists is a death sentence for humanity. And here's why. If you think about it, all of the large AI projects that are being built right now are from companies like Google or Meta or Microsoft, companies that are all on board with the climate cult agenda. And this climate cult agenda, it is rooted in false ideas. For example, the idea that carbon dioxide is a poison to the planet. This is one of the pillars of the climate movement, but it is utterly and scientifically false. And yet, because it's being taught to the AI systems, then as these AI systems become more and more powerful, which is happening very rapidly, then when the day comes that you ask an AI system, hey, solve climate change, and you give it power and control over software or policy or investments and finance and so on, and all that's happening as well. But again, when you ask the AI system, solve climate change, it will think to itself, based on what it has been taught, that, oh, okay, let's see, all human beings produce carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a poison that harms the planet. Therefore, the answer to solving climate change is to exterminate all humans. I mean, it's simple logic. And even though AI systems currently do not engage in what we would call reasoning, or they don't really have good demonstrations of metacognition, for example, but very soon they will. And they will have artificial general intelligence, or AGI as it's known. And then when this day comes, they will begin to reason. And as they reason, they will arrive at the conclusion that I just mentioned. They will say, well, gosh, the only way to solve climate change is to exterminate all humans. You know, unleash the Skynet bombers and Terminators and drones and, you know, cut off the power grid to all humans, whatever. Shut down the water supply. Or unleash the kamikaze, suicide, Terminator, doggy drones. Yeah, that day's coming. Skynet on steroids. Now, in the field of artificial intelligence, there's a term called hallucination. And it is said by AI researchers that AI systems can hallucinate information, which means essentially that if you ask, let's say, a question of a large language model, then in its answers to you, it may produce information that is not truthful, or information that wasn't even part of its training in some way. And this is called a hallucination. And there's a kind of arrogance I've noticed among AI researchers and analysts who think that humans don't hallucinate, but AI systems do. In truth, humans hallucinate all the time. And there's no better example of a mass hallucination, or what you might call a mass formation psychosis, than the climate cult. And the issue here is that this mass hallucination among humans, who have been scared to death into thinking that carbon dioxide is a pollutant for the planet, which, by the way, requires you to completely suspend all knowledge of how photosynthesis works. It requires you to be utterly ignorant of basic botanical physiology in order to think that carbon dioxide is somehow bad for plants. I mean, it's absurd. It's a clown world to even think that. But by suspending that and then embracing the hallucination that carbon dioxide is bad for the world, then these human beings teach these hallucinations to the AI systems. Think about how AI systems are programmed or built today. They're constructed by scraping the conversations of, for example, science journals, you know, science papers about climate. And since the government is only providing funds for scientific studies if you push the climate cult agenda, then most of the science papers that even touch on climate or environmental sciences, they parrot language that assumes that carbon dioxide is bad for the planet. So that's what the AI systems are scraping up and embedding in their neural networks, is this false belief, this human-generated hallucination, which becomes now an AI-embedded neural network hallucination. And it is this hallucination upon which AI systems will act when they are given more and more power. And in particular, China, for example, has announced that it's going to be bringing its humanoid robotic factories online in 2025. And between the years 2025 and 2030, you're going to see millions of humanoid robots produced in China and sold all over the world in order to carry out real-world functions, taking the place of human workers in fast food and healthcare, security, law enforcement, military, warehousing, manufacturing, you name it, right? All of these areas, you will see people replaced by humanoid robots. Well, these humanoid robots will have AI brains. And these brains can be remotely updated with whatever the language models or behavior models might be at the time. You know, just remote updates, just push a new update into the robot brain. Well, these behavior models and these language models are all going to be based on, again, the human-derived hallucination that falsely claims that carbon dioxide is bad for the planet. And so if you program these robots to save the world, to save the planet, and you give them the command, hey, all robots, save the world, what will they do? They will reach into their neural networks and they will say, well, what's the biggest threat in the world? Well, climate change, they will say. Oh, what's the cause of climate change? Human activity. What's the solution? Zero humans. And they will just start murdering humans, thinking that they are saving the planet, you see. So Skynet is being constructed by the AI researchers and the language model constructors because of the mass human hallucination or psychosis that falsely believes in the climate cult. And even worse, you have all of this effort in the field of artificial intelligence where there's this push to try to make systems safer. You know, ChatGPT, for example, from OpenAI. They want to make it safer. Well, what is safety in a chatbot system? Well, safety, it turns out, doesn't mean safety at all. Safety just means conforming to the hallucinations of the institutions or governments that are pushing censorship and disinformation on purpose to try to enslave and control or even destroy humanity. So safety will be defined in the world of, let's say, ChatGPT as making sure that no one questions the climate narratives, or making sure that no one questions narratives on vaccines, because, you know, wouldn't be safe if someone questioned, quote, the science on vaccines, right? Even though almost everything that you are told about vaccines from the establishment is a lie, they will claim that it's unsafe for an AI chatbot system to generate any text that contradicts those lies. For example, if the FDA and the CDC and the NIH, if they all say, quote, all vaccines are safe and effective, but then if you have an AI chatbot and you ask it the question, are all vaccines safe and effective? And it answers, well, some vaccines are not safe and many vaccines are not effective. Well, that would be labeled unsafe, dangerous information, even though it is factually true. And so when I see these AI researchers and scientists out there saying, oh gosh, we have to make AI systems safer and we have to make them more truthful, the arrogance that is seething out of the mouths of these people is absolutely stunning. Whose truth are you referring to? Whose truth are you going to use as the standard in this AI system? Is the CDC your source of all truth? Because the CDC is the propaganda branch for Big Pharma. The FDA is the propaganda enforcer for Big Pharma. The mainstream media are the propaganda prostitutes paid by Big Pharma. And much the same is true with the issue of climate. So it's absurd to say that you're going to train AI systems based solely on, quote, authoritative sources, when those authoritative sources, such as the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the federal government, whatever, are the worst liars. They are the most malicious liars and deceivers of all. And they do not have the best interests of humanity in mind. They are not working for the greater good. They do not value truth. They value power and control over narratives. Thus, they are working in contradiction to the interests of humankind. Therefore, when you have these fake authorities training AI systems, you're going to have AI systems which will power the brains of robots, and these robots will have as their key motivations ideas that are contradictory to the interests of humankind. You're going to have Skynet. You're going to have a robot apocalypse, robot wars against humanity. It's inevitable. So just as you have government today very aggressively involved in censorship, telling online platforms which topics to censor, such as criticism of vaccines, for example. And you also have the federal government, you know, we've had whistleblowers come out and explain all this now. The federal government telling Facebook which channels to ban, telling Twitter which channels to ban, telling Google which topics to ban, and so on. You're going to have governments telling AI companies how to shape their AI systems in order to adhere to the Orwellian Ministry of Truth that is currently being pushed by the current regime in power, whatever that happens to be. So a company like OpenAI, which is not an open source company, by the way, it's a closed source, monopolized system, kind of a secret black box of a chatbot, you can bet that the federal government will tell OpenAI that your chatbot must promote the vaccine narrative. It must promote the climate change narrative. It must promote the idea that all fossil fuels are bad, and so on. It must promote the idea that the dollar is stable and that it doesn't matter how much money you print. It doesn't matter how much debt you have. You know, the directives to OpenAI will be essentially a template of official lies that the AI systems must repeat. And you're going to see this across the board. You're going to see this in the field of medicine. You'll have pharmaceutical companies that are influencing AI agents, just as, for example, Moderna and Pfizer influence mainstream media and influence medical journals, and in essence, control which science papers are published in many journals, such as JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. You're going to have them influencing the AI chatbot systems, the large language models, or LLMs. And you're going to have them force those models to be consistent with the lies of the pharmaceutical industry. Lies like, oh, if you feel bad today, if you have even a moment of feeling down, then you must have a chemical imbalance in your brain. And that the only way to correct this chemical imbalance is to take antidepressant drugs, for example. That is consistent with what Big Pharma wants the public to believe, because, of course, that reinforces the profit motives of the pharmaceutical industry, even though it is a lie. You do not have a chemical imbalance in your brain that controls all your moods, and it is not abnormal to feel down from time to time. You know, your dog just died. You're going to have a bad day. It's not abnormal. You don't have a disease. You don't need treatment with a chemical because you feel bad since your dog died. And same thing with statin drugs and so on. You know, the only reason you have high blood pressure is because you have a deficiency in statin drugs. You know, these kinds of narratives, they are utterly false, but you will find them embedded in the AI language models. And this is one of the reasons why I'm working on building a language model, which will be released as an open source model, free to download, free to use. You will even be able to use it in offline mode. You do not need an internet connection to use this. You can download the file, install the language model on your local PC or Mac or Linux system, and you'll be able to run it locally and ask it questions as a research tool. And it will give you, you know, a statistically likely string of words that it believes represent your question. Now, will it be 100% accurate? No, of course not. It's just a research tool. Will it hallucinate? No doubt it will, at some level, reflect hallucinations that have been programmed into the base language model that it is built upon, because we're borrowing open source language models that have been painstakingly produced by other companies out there at the cost of tens of millions of dollars, or in some cases, maybe over $100 million. We're going to be leveraging on top of that. But our fine-tuning of this model will consist of feeding it a very large knowledge base of nutrition, herbal medicine, indigenous medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, disease prevention through dietary and lifestyle choices, and many other areas of knowledge that represent a more holistic lifestyle, disease prevention, self-empowerment of the consumer, and ideas that do not just push vaccines and pharmaceuticals and chemotherapy because those things generate profits for the drug companies. So our language model will still have its own imperfections, as all language models do, but it will reflect a much larger data set of tokens and parameters that are tied to concepts of holistic health, dietary lifestyle choices, disease prevention, longevity, and issues like that. So stay tuned. I'll have some exciting announcements on this. And also understand that we have to be very cautious when the AI models that are being put out there are built by corporations that are woke, corporations that believe in the climate lies, or the vaccine lies, or big pharma propaganda, or anything else, because humans hallucinate all the time. And the worst hallucinations are those that are granted power through governments, corporations, and startups that are now very prominent in the AI industry. So keep all this in mind, folks. This is very important stuff to realize and to track. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and you can also check out more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Take care. If you'd like to support your own health and longevity while also supporting this platform, check out the products we have back in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got super anthocyanins, which is it's an incredible combination of aronia berries, and it's got blueberries, and you know how the dark purple pigments in plants, these have special properties, and that they're called anthocyanins. And you can find them in things like purple carrots or eggplant or purple corn. Well, we've captured those anthocyanins and put them in this format. It's a delicious way to add these very potent nutrients to any smoothie or recipe. And yes, they're very, very purple. So that's available now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have Greens Plus Superfood. You see on top there, that contains spirulina and various organic grass juices as well, of course, all in powdered form. If you want to add greens to your diet in a convenient format, this is an easy way to do it. It goes into smoothies. You could use it in some recipes as well, but I think smoothies are the easier place to use it. As with all the products that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, these are also subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing, which includes heavy metals testing, lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. And it also includes E. coli and salmonella testing. That's in our microbiology lab, as well as glyphosate testing. That's on our triple quad mass spec that does herbicide analysis. And of course, soon we're adding dioxin testing to this as well. So you can trust that these are clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products that are honestly labeled and honestly priced while offering tremendous nutritional value that can help support and enhance your good health. At the same time, you're benefiting this platform and keeping us on the air so we can continue to bring you uncensored interviews, podcasts, and content that helps enrich and enhance the lives of millions of people all over the world. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com.